There's a ribbon cutting coming up right soon. In fact, this week, on an outfit called Clifton Riverside. It's a luxury development. It's in Fort Worth. It's a great location, but it's not just luxury. It's an interesting bridge between affordable housing and sort of high-end, and it's all developed by Matt Gillum, who's the managing partner of Overland Construction Group. Matthew Gillum joins us right now from, where are you, in Kansas right now?
I am in Kansas City right now. I'm making my way to Fort Worth tomorrow morning.
So tell me about, first of all, tell me about this, because this is fairly unique. I mean, you're going to offer affordable housing, but also high-end. It's all in the same location.
Yeah, so, you know, we really specialize in this type of development, and it's something that we've done kind of across the country. And so, you know, Overland Property Group has really figured out a niche of how to marry, you know, what we would consider luxury living with workforce and affordable housing. And, you know, workforce and affordable, I think a lot of people get the name in their head and think that that is not just related to the rent, but it's also related to the quality and the lifestyle. And we fundamentally disagree. And we've been able to really leverage those things together to very high quality housing that really caters to all income levels.
So you've got 94 units, as I read here, 79 of them are for people making 30% to 60% of the median income, and 8 are set aside for individuals that are exiting homelessness. I mean, that really is a fascinating mix.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really unique. And you know, we've been able to do it through the partnerships. One of the things that we've built this company on is long-term relationships. And this development, probably more than almost any I've done in the 80 to 90 developments across my career, this is actually probably one of the most dynamic. A, the site started off as an eyesore to the community. It was, I'd call it almost even a used tire consortium at one point in time, 3 years ago, a strip club, and many other things. It was the wrong first impression to the Riverside neighborhood.
And it's a shame because it's a fabulous view of Fort Worth.
Incredible. The views are some of the best that we've seen, and it's on the recreation path. And it's adjacent to the highest end multifamily that really exists that's right next door. And so through the partnerships that we've established here, we've been able to not only bring the unique service component, but also all the way up through the luxury component and bring those people together. We look at it as you don't know how much money your next door neighbor is making. You don't know you know, what that looks like, if they're on fixed income as a senior, or if, you know, they've been passed down money from their family, or, you know, they're working a 9-to-5 job. You don't know. And that's the way a good community should operate.
So is the only point of differentiation the size of the apartment? I mean, you got 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms, but the finish out is the same?
There's no difference in any of the apartments. So the granite that exists and the cabinets, the materials, there is no difference in the different apartments with the different incomes. And again, that's something that we've done in places from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, or Denver, Colorado, to my hometown of Salina, Kansas, or, you know, anywhere else. And so that certainly exists at Clifton. And while the views obviously are different because you have a four-sided building, and some certainly face downtown, it also is not a situation where we loaded up the high rent apartments on the view side either. So, you know, it's very exciting because it's going to be a very dynamic community that I think really adds to the neighborhood.
Well, you talk about your partners. One of your partners is the city of Fort Worth. And I guess, yep, especially the way you talk about what this area used to be, I can see why Fort Worth would want this instead of what used to be there.
You know, as I remind everybody on our team, you know, when you've got the headwinds in front of you or the headwinds behind you, oftentimes vision is hard to be seen. You know, and after the fact, when something's so celebrated, I used the example recently is the Drover in Fort Worth. It had a lot of headwinds on it, and now it looks like they did everything right. They checked every box, and they probably had no problem up front. But the unknown is scary to people. So, you know, even in this, I'd say the city, you know, really did stick to a vision, but that doesn't mean, you know, people didn't have their concerns or questions, even on a site like this that had the undesirable aspects that it did. But credit to the city of Fort Worth that they understood the need, and this wasn't, you know, a developer for asking for something that we shouldn't get. You know, we really don't ask for things that we don't need. From the day that we dreamt this up and, you know, really got the primary funding mechanism, interest rates doubled, construction pricing went through the roof, and then the investor returns plummeted. So the city of Fort Worth sticking by their initial, you know, agreement on what we needed them to do was really the only thing that stayed tried and true throughout the process, which was nice when you're chasing every other cat under the sun to make this a reality.
But you talk about the headwinds, and I mean those I know, and factor in labor, and we've seen labor shortages, and a lot of the people who used to be used, you know, for labor are not in the United States of America anymore, and building material costs, who knows what they're going to be, especially if they get caught up in tariffs. How do you sit around and develop the next one of these? I mean, how do you sit around a table and try to analyze what it's going to cost you?
You know, it's extremely difficult, and at this point in time, you know, this particular development was one of I'd call it in the second tier of the high inflationary period. You know, the other day somebody asked me, oh, has it calmed down? And I said, well, relatively speaking, because we were looking down the pipe of 15-20% increases year over year. So, you know, a 6% increase feels really great to us right now. But I mean, we went through a period of time where, again, within only a 4-month period, costs had increased multiple millions. And again, you know, you lost funding because of interest rates, et cetera. But it's very difficult. And that's the challenge with development. You've got to make sure the reward is worth the risk. I will tell you on this one in particular, the returns that we set out and had in our mind, we're not only going to not get close to or be within the realm of from a development firm, but we got into it and it became a, you know, our word is really something that we guard with all our livelihoods. Yeah. And so, you know, doing this one out of the gate and really not making money was, you know, really what it became, because more important, we honor the commitments and the people like Fort Worth that stuck by theirs and other partners. We wanted to do right by them, even if we weren't going to be able to receive the profits we did. So long term, it's a great project in a great area. And we believe that it ultimately is a really good deal. And so we're willing to sacrifice and take the risks up front. But certainly, to your point, when you're going through those periods of time, especially on a development like this, there's many days you wake up and think, is this ever actually going to happen? And I can tell you this one was that many, many times over. And thankfully, again, we have partners that believed in our vision and our execution, and the city of Fort Worth also being one of those, and stuck by that, because there's many people that would have looked at this and said, it's far more probable for it not to happen than for it to happen.
You know, the other thing that you've had to deal with, now this was, I think the inception was post-COVID, but your firm has been through COVID, or what now is probably more properly being called the lockdown. Do you still build the same developments post-lockdown that you did beforehand? Were any demands that changed after COVID?
You know, it's one of those things that we try not to be too reactionary to events like that, because I think a lot of people will overreact and overcompensate, thinking that, you know, there's been fundamental shifts. And so I think you've always got to be dynamic and entrepreneurial and looking at and what are the current needs of the residents, because ultimately that's who matters here. You know, me deciding that something is needed in these apartment buildings, you know, does not actually matter and move the needle. It's what do the residents want? So, you know, the remote work type situations or spacing, you know, reviewing that, or, you know, again, are we seeing, did we see shifts in car usage or, you know, places for residents to be, all those things we take into consideration. This is what I would consider, and they come about very rarely, you know, I call it legacy, sure, pieces of real estate that, this one was one that was so underutilized, but you just can't do better than the location from, you know, a view from an amenity and other. But, so I think that was a site constraint because you're on a tight site, but yeah, you know, looking at those spaces and whatnot, one of the funny ones that we just happened to already have on our radar that we've ramped up is kind of window sizing and, you know, those common area, usages. But, you know, really from the COVID era, I'd say, I think more people were interested in getting away from that and not letting things almost change your lifestyle in the future as soon as they could. So, you know, for instance, with Clifton, it was kind of on the tail end of it. They're really, other than material shortages, right, where, you know, your decision-making ability on materials was oftentimes more affected by availability than anything else. That was really the carryover, I'd say, for this particular development with,
well,
COVID.
It's called Clifton Riverside. It's got views of the Trinity River and the downtown skyline, and it opens up this week. Matt Gillum's the managing partner of Overland Construction Group, our guest today. We wish you luck with it. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
I know it's a relief to get that thing open. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.